Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Of course, you can listen to us on GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com. You can listen to us on Rents Radio, RENSERadio.com. Thank you, Jeff Rents. The Ron Gibson Channel, RONGIBSON, Ron Gibson, on Odyssey and BitChute. The Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite. And telephone listen line provided by Global Star Radio Network. And that's 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815 during the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time when we're live. Greg Lesher's with us in Utah, realwaterindependence.com. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vince. Yeah, we're now purewaterstructures.org. Yeah, pretty much. We don't have a website up yet, but... And Greg at purewaterstructures.org would work, too. I just want a little update. We're going to go ahead and put together a basic unit, variable sizes, but shouldn't be any more expensive than a tenth of the approximate size. And the nice thing about it is if somebody sets one of these up, it'll just keep producing, purified water. 24/7, 365 days a year. So I'm kind of getting excited about that. I'm going to be meeting with the CEO of a place called American Tent. And it's going to be manufactured right here in the United States. So I'm kind of excited. We're going to come up with the final design here within the next couple of weeks. So I just wanted to announce that because I know there are those out here who have been trying to contact me that really want a unit, want one. And it's going to be high quality, good material, external frame, completely sealed on the inside. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
You know, Greg, it's just in time, just in time. Today's announcement from Daily Mail. Headlines, quote, seafood shocker. Warning, shrimp and lobster contain dangerous levels of cancer-causing forever chemicals. As types of food most at risk are revealed. End quote. Now, what we're talking about, class, how does this relate to Greg's water distillation system? Well, what we have allowed to happen in the world, people have done this. People have dumped so much waste into our landfills, our oceans, our rivers and streams and on the ground. And then as rain falls from the sky, it mixes with the contaminants on the land, in the landfill, the landfills, the water percolates through the ground, through the landfill, into the groundwater supply, and we get to drink toxic water. And the levels of pollution just for the PFAS. That's the forever chemicals. That's the abbreviation, PFAS, all caps. Where is it worst? Well, Brunswick County, North Carolina. This is in the United States. Where is it worst? Quad Cities, Iowa. Miami, Florida. Bergen County, New Jersey. Wilmington, North Carolina. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Louisville, Kentucky. New Orleans, Louisiana. Charleston, South Carolina. And Decatur, Alabama. Now, those are just like the 10 highest reported toxic water supplies based on PFAS forever chemicals. Now, there are other chemicals. This is just the forever chemicals. And, of course, there's heavy metals, radioactivity, and so forth in the water. But if you're looking at just forever chemicals, those have been reported as the 10 worst in the country. But that they're not alone. I mean, those cities. I mean, we're looking at, give me just a second here, and I'll bring up some of the other cities. But we're talking pretty much a lot of the major cities in the United States. Okay, so I'm bringing it up right now. My computer is, I've got an antique computer, and I've got to refill it with diesel fuel to get it to go a little faster. I can't do it. It's not doing it right now. But, Greg, your water distillation system, will it remove forever chemicals, radioactivity, cadmium, barium, salt?
Yeah, lead. Fertilizers. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The answer is an astounding yes. To remove everything. Mm-hmm. And as someone told me in the past, well, have you had the water tested? I said, what don't you understand about distilled water? And they thought, well, I never thought about it that way. There's nothing in it but water, right? I said, absolutely. That's exactly what you get. And I would like to water my plants with that as well. Put together a good soil that I could flush with that and grow crops in that. And if you have a hydroponic system, wouldn't you want the purest water you could get just for your fish alone, let alone the food? I think it's a perfect solution. And
mm-hmm. Greg, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the cockroaches of the ocean, the bottom dwellers, right? We're talking about shrimp. We're talking about lobster, okay? Those are the bottom dwellers. Right. And so here are some other cities that you might be concerned about in terms of PFAS. Washington, D.C., Prince George's County, Maryland, Rockingham County, New Hampshire, Columbus, Ohio, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Atlanta, Georgia, Indianapolis, Indiana, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Chicago, Illinois, Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbia, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Boston, Massachusetts, Las Vegas, Nashville, Omaha, Birmingham, Alabama, Kansas City, Kansas.
How about Salt Lake City?
That's right adjacent to Kansas City, Missouri. And then you've got Jackson, Mississippi, Tulsa, Oklahoma, St. Charles, Missouri, New York, El Paso County, Colorado, Sacramento, California,
you know what,
Little Rock,
you
Arkansas,
know what,
Memphis.
You know what Salt Lake's worried about?
Go ahead.
The Great Salt Lake is drying up, which is exposing the soil, which has so many chemicals. It could be a dust storm could be a death dust, including mercury. Could be blowing through the air.
Like, Was the Great Salt Lake a dump at one time, or along the shores of the Great Salt Lake? Was it once a dump
where
trash was just thrown?
Yeah, and raw sewage was pumped in. Absolutely. Chemicals.
And so who figured, Greg, who figured this out? Who was the guy that said, I got it. Great Salt Lake, it's useless. Let's just dump raw sewage in there. Who was that guy?
Who was he?
Okay. And not only who was, you know, Andy Gibbs, USA Prepares instructor, brilliant guy, patent holder. He's the, if you want to point to Andy Gibbs, you've seen the Yakima racks on cars, Y-A-K-I-M-A. That's Andy Gibbs' company. He designed the mechanics of those devices for automotive accessories. Anyway, he got into one of my old cars, roughly a 1980 Alfa Romeo Alfetta, one of the most beautiful styled automobiles in the world. It truly is. Look it up. Alfa Romeo Alfetta. I think it was 1978. And he got in and he's trying to put the seatbelt on in the passenger seat. And he's struggling with it. He goes, he looked at me and he said, who approved this design? Who approved it? Not who thought of it, but who was dumb enough to approve it? And that's where we're going with dumping in the Salt Lake. So some moron said, let's trash the lake. And then other people said, what a great idea, let's do that. Those people should be put in locks and stocks until they're dead. And, it sounds terrible, but they're polluting and destroying our planet.
The Utah Lake, which is a very good-sized lake, flows into the Great Salt Lake. And Jim Bridger, the mountain man, described it as a beautiful blue mountain lake. There are records of pioneers netting 145-pound cutthroat out of that lake. Okay? What they did was they irrigated directly into the water. They just, with carp and catfish and some bass. But it's brown. That's the care they gave it. It's
Greg,
disgusting.
You dropped out for a couple seconds, at least at my end. Are you saying that they irrigated fields and then the silt ran off into the lake? Is that what you're saying?
Directly into the lake, yes.
So
and a beautiful blue mountain, you know, as described by Jim Bridger, the beautiful blue mountain lake with records of 145-pound cutthroat trout is completely gone. It will never be there again. Instead, we have this mud. They get algae blooms, and there's things like that they worry about during the summertime. It's just a mess, and it'll never be recovered. There have been, thoughts, just like there were thoughts of the governor proposed, hey, maybe we should pump ocean water into the Great Salt Lake to save it. Well, they said, well, maybe we should dredge Utah Lake. I would say it's gone because of somebody's stupid decision.
You know, it's easy to throw trash out the window as you're driving. It's a lot harder to pick it up. It's a lot better to dispose of it properly the first time. It's going to be really hard to clean up all that trash we've dumped into the ocean for.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, it's everywhere. We are surrounded by toxins. And they're provided by corporations. According to a report on the internet, Lunchables made by Kraft Heinz, they have a school version of the snack kits in kindergarten through 12th grade in lunchrooms across the United States. They found, an investigation found that there are some real problems with these. They are toxic. So here's the headline. Daily Mail. Quote, campaign launched to ban Lunchables from free school meals as report finds they contain toxic metals. 12 store-bought versions of Lunchables were found to contain lead or cadmium. The school versions were also found to contain more salt than the ones in the stores. So, end quote. So these are popular food assembly ingredients. So these lunches are assembled by the cafeteria workers. And they assemble them with parts made from corporate food suppliers, manufacturers. Toxic metals in them for the children whose brains are growing, right? It's bad enough for seniors to get it. It's bad enough for anybody to get it. But we're finding that we have polluted pretty much everything. Every breath you take is toxic at some level. So as Dr. Shealy said, you know, you can take a large amount of poison and kill yourself faster. You can take a much, much, much smaller amount of poison and kill yourself more slowly. And that's what we're doing. And corporate America has done it to us. And what Greg has built is a system to remove those toxins from the water. But we still have a long way to go. So it looks like not only are you going to have your own water supply, distill your own water, but you're going to have to grow your own food, and you're going to have to get out of Dodge, because in case you decide to breathe, the air is cleaner when you leave Dodge than when you're in Dodge. Greg, any comments?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the beauty about distilled water is it will grab onto things, and things that your body doesn't know what to do with, and you can cleanse your system. You really can.
You know, Greg, I don't have an operational distillation system. I have all the components to build it. I just haven't done it yet. And but now I have enough current to do it electrically, or I can do it with, you know, with the sun. But here's an interesting thing. So for our nickel iron battery bank, for our solar system that powers our farm, we use about 30 gallons of water every 3 or 4 months. So when it's on sale, we will buy half a truckload. And it comes in those milk jugs, those plastic milk jugs. And the thought was, well, heck, you know, water doesn't go bad. It's distilled water. So we can just store it and everything will be fine. And we store it on shelves. You know, the steel shelves that a lot of people have. We have the gorilla racks, so they're much stronger. And they can hold more weight. I don't know, 1,500 pounds per shelf. They put the water on there. And it's a particle board shelf from the factory, you know, the gorilla factory when they were making them. And what's happening is the particle board is crumbling. It's crumbling because the bottles are leaking. The bottles are leaking because the bottles are decomposing while they're on the shelf. So you can't even count on a plastic jug anymore to hold water. I'm not kidding. The plastic milk jugs, the 5 gallon buckets, all of those shatter.
You know how bad it is?
Crack.
I spent 6 months in Senegal total, and I looked at the water, and it was beautifully clear and blue, and you could just like glass. But you know what I saw floating around in the ocean? Plastic bags, chunks of plastic. It was like it looked like jellyfish. You know, that was the first thing I thought until I saw one. You know. Get kind of caught on a piece of rock. The problem is everywhere.
It is everywhere, and to mask the problem. Now, class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Well, I'll tell you what I think when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News news update. Reactions still pouring in after the passing of O.J. Simpson. USA's John Schaefer has more from Las Vegas.
Jeff Michael is a former Los Angeles TV news reporter who chased Al Cowling's Ford Bronco with Simpson in the back seat during that infamous slow-speed pursuit in 1994. He said the news of Simpson's death is a mixed bag for him.
As a journalist, someone of mixed emotions, because I really don't want to give the man more celebrity than he already had.
Simpson passed away Wednesday from cancer at the age of 76 in Las Vegas.
Ford's self-driving car technology Blue Cruise now under the microscope for problems that may have led to a deadly collision in San Antonio, Texas that involved a Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's one of two similar crashes in both cases. The Mach-E self-driving cars hit other vehicles stopped on freeways at night. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't
you
got your
take my when you got the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class is, this makes my blood boil. I heard, just as you did during the bottom of the hour news, that Ford Mustangs crashed. And here's the rest of the story. So the NTSB is investigating another crash involving a Mustang E. That's an electric Mustang, running into vehicles stopped on the interstate highway. So there are two vehicles were stopped on Interstate 95, and this Ford Mustang, electric Mustang, which has a partial automated driving system, crashed into them, and two people were killed. These vehicles were stopped, and two people were killed. Now, I think soon, this is just my opinion, that there's going to be a shortage of baseball bats. And I think people are going to take those baseball bats. I'm not advocating this, but I think this is going to happen. I think in the middle of the night, people are going to just go out with their baseball bats and they're going to bash in the windshields of these electric vehicles, these self-driving autonomous vehicles or semi-autonomous vehicles. I'm talking about tractor trailers that are being deployed. I'm talking about the crews, automated taxis. I'm talking about all these electric autonomous-type driving vehicles. I think people are so stupid, the generally dumb public is so stupid, that they are willing to get behind the wheel and let a machine kill them. And I'm not so concerned about them.
They think that these electric vehicles are good for the environment. Let's look at Fukushima, Chernobyl. Anything other than a dam generation of electricity is destructive to the environment. There's nothing you can do about it.
Greg, you bring up an outstanding point. Absolutely outstanding. So the people who drive these electric vehicles want to get them charged, and they plug them in. They think it's green. But what about these extreme catastrophes that are man-made, just like you said, Three Mile Island, Fukushima, Chernobyl? Now, I know that they all went off before the electric vehicles became, a thing to discuss. But that's how these electric vehicles are being charged, with nuclear power, as well as coal power, as well as burning wood, as well as damming up rivers and lakes. And you're right. The cleanest that a major power generator would be a water dam. That's the cleanest. But downstream, you live in a precarious place, because downstream from the dams have broken. There've been torrential rains, the dams fail, water comes rushing down, and people die.
Well, 3 Mile Island, Chernobyl. It's all of them. Okay, how many? There's a bunch of them waiting to have the same disasters in the future because of an earthquake, maybe a mudslide, maybe who knows? Maybe a solar flare. But we've set ourselves up for huge disasters. I remember listening to a talk by one of the ladies that came up with the nuclear technology, as in power generation, and she's basically said it was the biggest mistake she had ever made. This woman, I don't think she was she came out of a Quaker or maybe it was Amish or something like that stock. Very smart lady. She regrets ever having anything to do with nuclear power. Because, look at the half-life. Are any of us, is the Earth even going to be around in this shape in that many years before the damage that those nuclear rods, produce?
It's very, very interesting that you mentioned this. It really is. Now, there was a story about in one of the early pioneers of making an automobile. So a couple of guys were working in the building. We'll call it like a barn. And they're working on this automobile, and they built it. but the door was too small to get the newly built automobile out of the barn. So they had to bash down the door and some of the wall to get it out. Okay, so here's where I'm going with this. So who in their right mind would build something that you can't get out of the door? Okay? Now, who in their right mind would build a machine that would generate electricity where the exhaust, and that's in quotes, is so deadly for hundreds of thousands of years and there's no way to dispose of it? Who would build such a thing? Who would design it and who would approve it?
They are psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
They are psychotic.
Let's just add another dot to this progression. Currently, there are more than 10,000 satellites. More than 10,000 satellites orbiting planet Earth. Before 2019, that's before Joe, there were one quarter as many. It seems that Elon Musk, just by himself, is poised to launch another 44,000. That's 4.4 times as many as we have out there now. 100% of those satellites will decay in orbit, and they're going to fall down. And they're going to fall down toward planet Earth. Now, some of them are small. Some of them are pretty big. But they're all coming down. And if they don't burn up in the atmosphere, and most people would say, oh, that's great, it burned up in the atmosphere. But it destroyed that part of the atmosphere on the way down. What didn't burn up in the atmosphere is going to land somewhere. Now, there's a three-quarters chance that it's going to land in the ocean, because three-quarters of the Earth is water, ocean. The rest is land. So it's a 25% probability it's going to land on land versus 75% chance it's going to land in the water, the ocean. No matter where it lands, it's no good. And who is approving Elon Musk's plan to put 44,000 another 44,000 satellites into the Starlink constellation? Who's approving that? I think, this is just my opinion, and don't believe anything I say. I told you all, class, that I won't even talk to anybody. I won't help anybody. If they voted for Joe Biden, who is destroying my way of life, your way of life, anybody who supported him, continues to support him, thinks that this regime is good, I want nothing to do with. If someone comes to our farm and says, I think, oh, it's the Biden, they're wonderful, I want nothing to do with them. If they say, we want to buy your beef, I'm going to say, I'm sorry, we don't have any for sale. To you. I feel that strongly about it. And in that line of thinking, I've taken a strong position on that. You know, I know people who would say, oh, he's such a good guy. He's really fun when he comes over and, you know, has a beer with us, and or comes to our barbecue and we're in the backyard and we're laughing and giggling. And that moron that supports this regime is destroying your way of life through every conceivable means. Illegal invasion, outsourcing manufacturing. I can't think of anything that this guy has done that's good. Not one thing. He even stole another guy's wife. He stole other people's intellectual property, meaning he's a plagiarist. Look it up. I'm talking about the guy who's commander in chief.
He stole his daughter's innocence.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you look it up, class. Look up Joe Biden taking showers with his daughter. He's the guy that likes to feel little girls' hair. Who does that? When I was a teacher in the public school system back in the 1990s, I would not touch a single student I would not touch a single teacher. I would not handle any currency. And we had a manufacturing factory right inside the school. I taught young people how to be entrepreneurs, how to manufacture computers, how to support and service and install and build networks with those computers. And there were plenty of times when some of my students deserved an attaboy, an attagirl, a pat on the back. But guess what they didn't get? They didn't get a pat on the back, not physically. They got it verbally. I rewarded them by, you know, saying, what a great job Susie did. Class, this is what Susie did. She did a great job. But I didn't give her a hug, and I didn't give her a pat on the back, nor did I give any of the guys a hug or a pat on the back. And some of them deserved it. But I didn't do it. But Joe does. Joe touches people. He's a kind of a feely, creepy guy. These are my opinions. And I guess I'm still allowed to have them, unless the new law was passed this morning that I didn't read about. Class, we're in trouble. You're going to have to grow your own food. You're going to have to make your own decisions. You're going to have to realize that you can't believe what you hear, see, or read in the media. You can't. But Elon Musk, and he's being endorsed and supported and rewarded as a government contractor. That's how these guys make so much money. They don't make money the hard way. They make money the easy way, through lobbying, schmoozing, bribing. That's how they make their funds. If you think about it, it used to be, I know I'm on a rant, it used to be that if you flunked out of life, you could always get a job with the government.
Another interesting observation. You know what the... I see a lot of DOT police officers pulling over a lot of vehicles and inspecting them. You know which vehicle I see more than any other? What company? Amazon. Because they take such rotten care of their equipment. Amazon is always pulled over. It's always got service equipment out at the ports of entry. Because of the damage, you know, the poor condition of the trailers.
Greg, you know, when you're talking about poor condition of trailers, a couple things come to my mind. One is brakes. Brakes. That's a wear item. That's a service item that's really important. Another thing is bearings. Brakes and bearings. Those are the two things. And then, of course, lights. That's an easy one. But brakes and bearings, that's really important. I'd like to know what your thoughts are. Is that the problem? We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Try to remember my words in this particular class. There's a scientist. His name was Donald Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R. He's a NASA scientist. And in the late 70s, he predicted that when enough objects are in low Earth orbit, any collision will set off a catastrophic chain reaction that would send wreckage into the path of other satellites, breaking them apart and releasing more debris. And this is known as the Kessler syndrome. And what will happen next is there will be a swirling debris cloud of fast-traveling wreckage, you know, like 10,000 miles an hour, that will make space inaccessible for everyone and wipe out critical satellite systems. A couple days ago, there was a near collision with a Russian satellite and a U.S. satellite. Both of them were not movable. They were stuck where they were, and they just missed each other by roughly 10 feet. NASA was looking at that, wetting their pants, figuratively.
And these things don't just, a lot of these things are traveling at what speed, Vincent?
10,000 miles an hour, some of them. You know,
yeah.
If you got hit by a drop of water at 10,000 miles an hour, it'll kill you. A drop of water, okay? Let alone a gum wrapper. There's junk out in space. Our government and other governments have trashed low Earth orbit. And we don't need any of this stuff. Honestly, we don't need GPS. We don't need Elon Musk's satellites. We don't need more satellites to wage more wars and kill more people. We don't need any of this. But mark my words, if he puts his satellites in orbit, 44,000 more, there will be collisions. And when those collisions happen, there will be the Kessler syndrome. It will be a chain reaction to beat the band. It will be unbelievable. Bang, 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 bang. And it's going to happen real fast. And you won't get the satellite communications. GPS might get knocked out, like, you know, within minutes. This is real serious. And then, once this happens, there's no controlling those pieces of space junk that used to be satellites. And it's coming down. And it's going to rain down. And it's going to be catastrophic. You'll need to go underground. Windows are going to be broken. Roofs are going to be perforated. It will be catastrophic, let alone the air pollution. And none of this has to happen. This is just like those morons who said, nuclear power, this is great. This is great. Now, one of those guys who talked about nuclear power was one of my instructors. At a very early age, Isaac Asimov, he was one of my instructors. And he talked about nuclear power. He talked about electricity being so cheap it will be ubiquitous. This is when I was in fourth grade. He was one of my instructors. Look him up, Isaac Asimov. Brilliant, brilliant scientist. And he said it's going to be ubiquitous. And guess what? Here we are. Like 60 years later. It's everywhere. We can't do anything without electricity. There are people who are driving cars that run on electricity that are crashing into nouns.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but it's in Scripture. You know, we're given the leaders that we deserve. What have we become? What have we taught our children?
I can't stand these people. That's why I call them the GDP. It's when I call them the generally dumb public, I'm not kidding. It's not like I'm just making fun of them to make fun of them. They are generally dumb. They're going to kill us all. Them and big tech. Big tech.
For profit.
Absolutely. Big pharma. Big tech in California. We don't need any of the stuff that they make. We really don't. We know how to make engines run on natural gas. We know how to make engines run on propane. They've been around, in my life, since the 70s. The 1970s. Like 1970. It's 54 years, right? That I've known about it. Firsthand. I have the equipment. I haven't installed it, but I have the equipment to convert one of my gasoline trucks to run on propane. I've got the tank. I've got the propane carburetor. I've got the linkage. I've got everything except the time to do it. And that's where we need to go, I think. And, of course, we need to drive less. And we need to take fewer vacations. We don't need that stuff. Nobody needs to go see the mouse. Nobody. And nobody needs to download movies on the phone in 2 minutes. Nobody.
Hey,
that's where we're headed.
Quick announcement. I'm going to spend a month of May in Indonesia. I'll have a report for you when I return.
Very good. Let me know when that's going to be so we'll know what to do in terms of your broadcast class.
May 1st to May 31st. Yep. Or
great.
End of May, excuse me. Yep.
Greg, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.